DW.
In the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the Polar Stern slows and comes to a halt. The giant research vessel is swaying in the waves off the east coast of Africa. All around, there's nothing but the deep blue sea. 21, yes. While the midday sun is blazing outside, a group of students is standing around a wide laboratory bench inside the research boat, a microscope to their right, a filter machine to their left. Vincent Scholz, a young German who studies microbiology at the University of Aarhus in Denmark, is busy arranging small plastic bottles and sticking numeric codes onto them.
We're just making sure that everything is labeled correctly, so that when the CTD comes out, we have everything ready to sample.
CTD, that's the name for a key piece of equipment that measures connectivity, temperature and depth underwater. It's big as an airplane turbine and has sturdy steel bottles attached to it. Today is the day when the students get to put the CTD into the water. Vincent is one of 23 students from 20 countries who are part of the South-North Atlantic Transition Transect, a sort of elite summer school for upcoming young scientists who are really into studying the ocean. 800 students applied to be part of the mission. Marissa Naidu from South Africa is one of the few who got selected.
These bottles are used to collect samples from the CTD, which is taking water from different depths. So we have measurements like pH that we will quantify, gases such as oxygen. We'll look at the salinity. It'll also take measurements for temperature.
Data that could give an insight into climate change. The students are being led by a team of renowned scientists from Ireland, Portugal, New Zealand, Germany and South Africa. And today is a very exciting day for them, says Vincent.
We have seen a few CTDs going up and down, but always watching, and now it's us doing the action. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Cool. I'm excited!
One, two, three.
The students divide up the tasks via a game of paper, scissors, rock. Who gets to drive the device onto the deck? Who gets to give instructions to the crew? Who gets to monitor the measurement? Then their moment has come. Slowly and carefully, the CTD is driven onto the deck. A crane lifts the device over the ship's rail, then it disappears in the ocean, leaving a trail of bubbles behind. The device will take water samples as deep as 4,800 meters and bring them back to the surface. Only a few weeks ago, the Polar Stern was on a mission in the Antarctic, braving ice and exploring little-known ocean volcanoes. Now the icebreaker is crossing the entire Atlantic Ocean for 4 weeks and a total of 13,000 kilometers all the way to her home port in Bremerhaven, Germany. For the students and researchers, that means a trip on board the most famous German research boat ever.
It's one of the best ships with the best crew on really long distances.
That's Karen Wiltshire, expedition leader and vice director of the Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research, which is conducting the expedition. The Polar Stern is packed with containers holding lab equipment and technical devices. But the mission isn't just about doing the research, it's also about teaching students. Wiltshire says the boat is a place
where people get a chance to actually work with the medium that they're interested in, understand how it's linked to the atmosphere, how everything works together, how our ocean functions.
It's important to understand the ocean in order to fight global warming, she adds. The Earth has already warmed by an average of 1 degree Celsius, the ocean by 0.8 degrees. When the ocean heats up, it expands. The result? A rise in sea levels. And a warmer ocean can also absorb less energy from the atmosphere, which means the land is getting warmer as well. Peter Lemke, polar researcher and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, says industrial countries are especially to blame.
We started changing the climate 150 years ago and are still doing it by emitting CO2. And of course we have to do something in order to prevent that. And we can only do that together.
That's why priority was given to upcoming researchers from developing countries that are already feeling the impact of climate change. Filenaina Lantovololonas from Madagascar is one of them.
People have to move in toward the land, yeah, to escape from a flood and escape from storms.
Only last year in Madagascar, 15,000 people were displaced by a tropical storm and subsequent landslides, A warmer ocean means more water evaporates and tropical storms become more likely. In a room with a clear view of the working deck and the crane, Peter Crute, an oceanographer from the National University of Ireland, is monitoring green and blue curves on a screen. This is the data that the measuring device has transmitted from under the water to the computer. Crute is surrounded by curious students.
Well, we know that in this area some of the intermediate waters have warmed over the last 20 to 30 years, so we would expect to see a continuation of that.
The temperature at 2,400 meters depth is currently 2.4 degrees Celsius. Whether that is more or less than in the past will become apparent when the numbers are compared to the ones from previous years. The measuring device has reached the surface again, dripping. The students quickly remove the water samples from the deep sea and carry them to the laboratories, where they'll be examined. It will take a while until the results are in, but for Felanaina, one thing is already clear. The fight against global warming means the protection of the oceans.
I truly want to share to my compatriots that there's a lot that we can do.
The ship re-embarks on its voyage. It will stop at another two measuring stations and take another 6 days until it reaches shore in Bremerhaven. The meteorologist on board is forecasting calm seas for the coming days, bright and sunny. Perfect timing, because it's not just work and research on this Polarstern trip. Tonight, the crew is throwing a barbecue for the whole ship, surrounded by nothing but the deep blue sea. For DW, I'm Tim Schaumberg.
DW.